I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. President Obama will be visiting the Japanese city of Hiroshima later this week. And one thing he won't be doing there is apologizing for the atomic bombs the U.S. dropped on the city in 1945. Obama has offered one explanation for that. He said that leaders make all kinds of decisions in the midst of war, and that it's up to historians to ask questions and examine them. So we decided to ask a historian what else won't be on the agenda when Japanese and American leaders meet this week.
They will not revisit history. They will not talk about President Truman. They will not talk about the decision to surrender.
That's Carol Gluck, a professor of Japanese history at Columbia University. She says Japanese and American narratives about Hiroshima and the atomic bomb differ radically, and that each misses something critical about what actually happened in 1945.
The story on the Japanese side is that the atomic bomb gave post-war Japan a mission for peace. And so the story of the bomb begins at the end of the war. In the United States, the story of the bomb is that the bomb ended the war and saved American lives. So the American story ends with the war. And one atomic bomb story is, if you like, a peace story which ignores the war that was the reason for the bomb. That's the Japanese story. Mm. On the U.S. side, you could say that it ignores everything after Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which would be the effects of radiation and the nuclear arms race and things like that.
The U.S. was crucial. I mean, it occupied Japan, helping it rebuild after the war. Did the U.S. also help Japan create that narrative?
This was a co-created narrative. Japan's war began in China with aggressive attack from 1937, at least a total war. And so the Americans helped the Japanese write the China War out of the story, concentrate on Japanese-American conflict, and more importantly, concentrate on Japanese-American future. Mm. So yes, this was very comfortable for the Japanese. We can't forget that the Japanese people found this a comfortable narrative to look forward rather than back.
Do you feel both the Japanese and Americans have grappled with the moral ambiguity of their decisions? Have they both been able to be self-critical through these different narratives?
In fact, the moral question should really be raised about all civilian bombings where bombers would bomb indiscriminately and kill many civilians. Now, obviously, that moral issue has been recognized because in the various and actually numerous conflicts since World War II, carpet bombing, area bombing, that kind of indiscriminate civilian bombing has not been practiced. But when it comes to the atomic bomb, the moral question is very vexed. And the Americans don't deal with it. It was a weapon of war. It wasn't a moral question. The Japanese deal with it, again, in a prospective way. It's a moral obligation not to repeat nuclear war.
Has the moral issue been so focused on nukes that it takes actually pressure off all other non-nuclear bombings?
Yes, I think it does. In terms of history, the atomic bomb was the next new technology to continue bombing cities with. It was a new technology. It wasn't incendiary bombs, fire bombs anymore, but it was the same tactic. And so if you are talking about bombing innocent civilians by the hundreds of thousands, then I think you have to think about all of city bombings, as they're called, not only the atomic bomb.
So President Obama is going to visit Japan this week. Is this a time to try and reconsider and perhaps even do some repair work on how we tell these stories of Hiroshima and Nagasaki?
Not a chance.
You don't think it'll happen, but do you think it should happen?
It doesn't matter whether I think it should happen. It can't happen. It won't happen. They are really not going to revisit history. They've made it very clear on both sides in the governments. They are not revisiting history. They are making a symbolic statement, which is meaningful, about the hopes or prospects or policies for a non-nuclear future or nuclear-free future, as President Obama spoke about in Prague in 2009. So it's not about the past, except as the past gives a guidance or ought to give a lesson for the future. Politicians don't do history. They do memory. And if President Obama were to revisit it, our government would not have suggested or even permitted him to go to Hiroshima. And if the Japanese side wanted to revisit it, they would have had the same problem. So this is a symbolic meeting of the minds on an issue that one hopes everybody can agree on, which is nuclear warfare is something we should do everything we can to avoid.
If you could ask President Obama to break one silence during this trip to Japan, what would you have him address?
I'd like them both to break silence. I'll tell you how. This is not going to happen, so I'll just tell you what I'm imagining, dreaming. I would imagine that the Japanese would say that we committed multiple acts of aggressive war and atrocities, which we will never again commit. In other words, Japanese put the war back in the story. What I'd like President Obama to do in my dreaming imagination would be to put the post-nuclear attacks part of the story back in, which of course is the suffering of those who were suffered the radiation, the so-called hibakusha, the victims of the atomic warfare, and also the nuclear arms race. Now, he could actually do that because that's the position he's taken on nuclear warfare. But it's not a consensus in this country to change that bomb story about the bomb ending the war and saving American lives. So he can't do that.
You're basically asking for a new narrative from both Japan and the United States.
I'm asking one of them to start the narrative where it should, which is with the invasion of China on the Japanese side. And I'm asking the Americans to end the narrative, which is actually right through the Cold War and the arms race.
Carol Gluck, professor of Japanese history at Columbia University, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.